Take your Bible and turn to 2 Peter chapter number 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Bible says in verse number 10, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found in Him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Yea, therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, on the place we soon shall see. The place we soon shall see. Now, Peter is telling us here that that there's an expectant day that's coming unexpectedly. Amen? You say, well, how can it be an expectant day that's coming unexpectedly? Because God has told us in the volume of the book that one day, praise God, He's coming again. Amen? And He's coming, praise God, with power and might. He's not coming as a crucified one this time. He's coming as the King of glory, and He's coming, praise God, in just a little while. We see this playing out, and we can see that after the rapture, praise God, or whether it be after rapture or whether it be through death, that we'll get get that call, praise God, and we'll get to go out of here, and we'll get to go to a place that's called heaven. Amen. I want to say heaven is just as real as the pew you're sitting on this morning. It's a real place, praise God. It's a real place where you and I have going to have the opportunity to go to one day in a little while. It's a little place. It's a, you might say, it's our real estate in heaven. Amen. It's our real estate in heaven. Heaven is mentioned close to 700 times in the Word of God. It must be a pretty important place. Amen. If God would mention it that many times, it's a place that's high. It's a place that's lofty, praise God. It's a place that's always lifted up above everything else. There's nothing in the universe, praise God, that is above heaven. Somebody told me, said, "Well, preacher, there's some starry solar systems that's probably way even past heaven." I want to say there's nothing today that's higher than heaven. There's nothing today, because if it was, it'd be higher than God. And I want to tell you today, on the authority of the Word of God, that there's no power, no authority, no sovereignty that's above God Almighty. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad He's my God today. I'm glad it's that place that's prepared. Amen. That place in glory for me and you. Jesus said in John 14, when the disciples is broke down, they were discouraged. He had told them that He was going to have to go away. But He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "You believe in God, believe also in me." He said, "In my Father's house, praise God, are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." He said, "But I go to prepare a place for you." And He said, "And if I go to prepare," and we know that He did, He said, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So we know the authority of the Word of God, that God, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, has went to heaven, praise God, just like He said He would, and He's gone there to make a place for you and me. Would it be a terrible tragedy today to sit down in God's house and hear the Word of God as many times as we have, and then die and go lost into hell, lost without God and miss that wonderful place. That's called heaven. Heaven, praise God, is a particular place. It's a peculiar place where Jesus Christ Himself is providing us a place. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 and 20, Paul was speaking of Christ ascending up to heaven to sit at God's right hand in heavenly places. Where's Christ at today? Amen. He's ascended up, praise God, to sit in heavenly places. Where's heaven at, praise God? Where's at the heavenly places? It's in heaven with the Father. He's sitting at the Father's right hand. That's where He sits. That's where He makes intercession for me and you, praise the Lord. He gave us the opportunity to become His little children. He birthed us into the family of God, praise God, and we become the children of God. And praise God, the children of God have a place beside God with Christ Jesus, our Savior, who is God. Amen. You think about that. That just blows your mind. It's just almost too hard to comprehend, praise God. And yet it's so simple that a little child can attain to it if we just believe, if we just put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's that real estate, praise God, that God has for you, that place, praise God. Hey, it's a real thing. It's not just a blissful state of mind, something that we think about, but it is a specific place where Jesus Christ, your Savior, has gone to prepare you a place with the Father. That ought to make a cold Baptist shout. Praise God. But to realize that God has done that for us. And He said there's a day that's coming. He's going to come as a thief in the night. So we need to be ready. We need to be anticipating, praise God, going to that place at any minute. We don't know. We don't ever know. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. Amen. A lot of people today went out of here already today, and they got up this morning thinking everything was okay. They were just going to live the life the same way they had every other day. But that wasn't their choice. That was God Almighty's. And before I got up to preach this morning, they done went out of here and went out into eternity. Now whether they go out into eternity lost or as children of God, it makes all the difference in the world. Amen. We got to know that we know, praise God. Because there's a place, praise God, we soon shall see if we're a child of God. In a moment, a twinkling of an eye, it can all be over, praise God. There won't be no time for repenting. There won't be no time for getting in. There won't be no time for saying, boy, I wish I'd have done more for my Savior. Hey, listen. From the youngest to the oldest, we need to get in now. We need to start doing best whatever we can to lift up the name of Jesus, to magnify His name, to lay up those treasures in that glorious place, that place called heaven, even for His glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be doing it today because it is a real place, a specific place. Amen. It's referred to as a country, a celestial city. That tells me that it will have buildings, it'll have streets, it'll have a residence. Amen? Praise God. Hey, listen, that sounds like a real place to me, don't you? Amen? Glory to God. And one day, praise God, we'll all be there and we'll be welcomed in. Listen to this. We'll be welcomed into our eternal home. Amen? Things are so fleeting here. Praise God. One day you're here. One day you're somewhere else. People are moving around. They're shifting. But praise God, one day, according to God's precious word of truth, that He's going to place us. And soon we're going to see our eternal home. We're going to see heaven, praise God, in the magnificent splendor of our Savior. When we get to that place, that real estate, praise God, that's going to belong to me and you. Amen, that place that God's gone to prepare for us. It's an important place. Amen. Not only we have our real estate in heaven, but we'll have our Redeemer in heaven. Amen, our Redeemer. Praise God, the moment, praise the Lord, the moment that we arrive in heaven. Have you ever thought about it? The very moment that you arrive in heaven, guess who's going to be there to greet you? People say, well, St. Peter's going to be there. No. It's not going to be St. Peter. It's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, King of glory. When you get out of here and you outstrip this whole world and you pull up over into heaven one day in a little while, and it not be long, and maybe some shorter than others, but when you pull up over there, you're going to be met by none other than the one you've been looking for, none other than the one you've been wanting to see. None other, praise God, the one that you loved him because he first loved you. Praise God, when you pull up into heaven, you're going to see Jesus, the Savior, praise God. All other things will vanish away. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine? When you pull up there, praise God, at Lord Jesus Christ, the one that went ahead of us, praise God, the very moment you pass from death into life, and begin to live that eternal life in Jesus Christ. You take that life's breath here and the next and over yonder. Amen. We worry and fret over that, but praise God, God Almighty said he's going to take care of that too. Amen. In Hebrews chapter number 9, the Bible says this in verse 24. Hebrews 9, verse 24. He says, For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands. In other words, he's not talking about an earthly place. He's not talking about an earthly tabernacle. He's talking about a real place. And that real place is called heaven. He said, which are the figures of the true. Amen. He said, those were just a type of what was real. He said, but into heaven itself. Amen. Amen. Into the holiest place in the universe. He said, that's where the Lord God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, will reign. Amen. Amen. But in the heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. When? Now. Amen. So where's Jesus now? Praise God. He's in heaven. Amen. He's there in heaven, praise God. He's in the holy. He's in my most holy place. He's there with our heavenly Father, his Father and our Father. Amen. We're one with Christ. Our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and Jesus Christ is there. Praise God. What a blessing. What a Savior. What a Redeemer. Praise God. He said, nor yet that he should offer himself often as a high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. Praise God. For then must he have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as is appointed, a man wants to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Amen. What is salvation? That's that blessed hope that we have in Christ Jesus. It's that no soul, praise God, that I know that my soul is in the hands of another. I know, praise God, that I'm not keeping myself. If I was keeping myself, Brother Ralph, I'd mess it up. But I'm glad a Savior, who's Christ the Lord, that's a keeping me. And he's got a place for me. And praise God, he's going to keep me. And he's going to prepare me for the place that he's prepared for me. Amen. Glory to God. We ought to be excited about that. Amen. Because one day we get to go there. Praise the Lord. We get to go be with him. When he returns, praise God. 1 John 3 and 2. He said that when he returns for us, he said we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Now the Bible says we look through a glass darkly. But one day, praise God, we're going to see him face to face. I would to God that we could see like old Paul did, like we preached on last week, how Paul was lifted up and he got a peek over into heaven. He got a peek over into glory and it changed him forever. We ought to get a little peek of where God brought us from, that place he's lifted us up to. We ought to get a little glimpse over into heaven just about every time we look at the Word and every time the Word speaks our heart. We ought to to realize that God loves us and He's made a place for us. He's prepared it. He's fixed it upright. Amen. Praise God. There's not a flaw in it. It's made in perfection, perfection in the perfection of Lord Jesus Christ. And one day in a little while, we'll get to go there, and we ought to be excited in anticipation. It ought to be like when you're going on vacation. I pray God you're going somewhere that you're really excited about. Amen. You're looking forward to it. You're counting off the days. Amen. As a child of God, we ought to be looking. A place that we soon shall see, praise God. A place that we'll be in just a little while. We ought to be excited about it. Amen. We ought to be excited, praise God, about getting there. I know sometimes the road can be rough and hard, but glory be to God of the road, praise God, the troubles that we go through to get there will be worth it after a while. Amen. I promise you. I promise you on the authority of the Word of God, praise God, it will be worth it after a while. Amen. It'll all be good because we'll see Him face to face. In Revelation chapter 22, verse number 3, He said, "There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it." Talking about that glorious place. He said, "His servants shall serve Him." Now watch this. "And they shall see His face." Amen. When you look upon His face, the one who saves us by His grace, when we take Him by the hand, praise God, and He leads us through the promised land, glory be to God. Can you imagine what it's going to be like? I don't believe He'll leave that up to somebody else. He's reserved that task to Himself, praise God, because of our real estate, because of our Redeemer, because of Jesus Christ, who He is. Amen. But not only our real estate and our Redeemer, because our relationship is in heaven. Amen. Our relationships are in heaven. Have you ever thought about that? I was talking to two different people this week, and we was talking about our relationship. We're talking about all the ones that's supersede us, and they've already went on to glory. Amen. Two different people I talked to, he said, "You know what?" He said, it's just like there's more of our folks over there than there is over here. A lot of folks done took their home going. A lot of folks done had their home coming. Amen. They done went out of here. They went home to be with the Lord. And those of us that's saved and born again, praise God, it ought to be something that's we're anticipating. Amen. It should be something that we're dreading. I know we dread going out of here. And I know we dread what we'll have to go through till we get there. But praise God, one day in a little while, we'll depart out of here. We'll go be with those that are there. Amen. Never to be parted again. Amen. We'll be with those folks, praise God, in heaven. Amen. Hey, praise God. We'll leave out of here in a moment, a twinkling eye, at the end of a breath. And we'll take that very next one in the portals of glory. I hope you believe that today. I hope everybody in here believes that there is a place called heaven, and through salvation of the Lord, praise God, we get the opportunity, praise God, because Jesus chose us. We can choose Him, and we can have, when that life's breath leaves your body, praise God, the next second, you'll get that new one in glory. Amen. I feel sorry for these people that believe in soul sleep. Believe that you go out here and lay in the ground till the resurrection. That body will go to the ground to the resurrection. But the soul and the spirit, they go back to God who gave it. Amen. To the one that breathed that breath into you. Pray, it belongs to Him. And when it goes out, it goes back to Him that gave it. Amen. That's Bible, folks. That's what God says. Praise God. That's the way He designed it to be. Amen. When we see our Redeemer in heaven, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'll see all those that went before us, all those that's already over on the other shore. You say, "Preacher, will we know them?" Bob said, "We'll know them by their spirit." Amen? We'll know them by the spirit, the spirit that they were bearing when they was here. You know, it's a good thing, praise God. Now listen to me, church. We better bear the spirit of Christ. So that one another, hey, we're talking about Sunday school, we're not supposed to be judges, but we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. And we ought to be producing good fruit unto the Lord, praise God. So that one day when we get to heaven, we'll know each other by the fruit that we bore. What we did for the Lord Jesus Christ, how we lifted up His name, how we had that smile on our face, we had encouraging word. Hello? Amen. So that we can know each other when we get there. I'd hate to think that I was going to go to heaven. I wouldn't know who you were because of the spirit that you had while you was here. I mean, we're to have a spirit of Jesus Christ, our Lord in our soul and in our spirit. Our relationship in Christ Jesus, getting ready for God, that place that we're going to see in just a little while. So we have the real estate, we have the Redeemer, amen, in heaven. We have a relationship in heaven through Jesus Christ our Savior. But we also have our residence in heaven, amen. Our residence, you know, where do you live? Now somebody asks you, say, where's your residence at? You say, well, I live in North Carolina. I live over there off of Pine Brook Road. I've got where I live. Amen. Amen. Well, and that's what you do. You'll lay it out for them. Say this, you know, I live in North Carolina off Pine Brook Road. Pray go over there at the end of the road, up there on the hill. Amen. That's my address. That's where I'm at. But praise God, I won't tell you, praise God. Hey, listen, my address, my home, praise God, is not of this world. My home is on Hallelujah Boulevard in the portals of glory. That's where my home is. My house is here. Praise God, my life is here in this flesh. But praise God, the Lord God Almighty's already laid up for me a place in heaven. And one day, in a little while, I don't know about you, but I'm going to that place that He's prepared, that glorious city that hath foundation, whose builder and maker's God. I'm going there. Praise the Lord. Somebody asked me where my home is. Praise God, we ought to tell them about that other one. We ought to tell them about the one in heaven. Say, well, I've got a house here in Weaverville, but I've got a home in glory. I've got a home, a place called heaven. And one day, in a little while, I'm going there. Praise God. I'm going to be there. Those that are believers in Christ, praise God. Amen. That's where our citizenship is. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about heaven? Heaven is a place that's spiritually clean. The Bible says there's nothing that defiles there. Amen. I got to think about that last night. There's nothing that defiles in heaven. Nothing. Everything is pure and clean. I got them. I wrote some of these things down. I thought, praise God, that's not going to contaminate heaven. Amen. He said there'll be no abortion clinics. There'll be no divorce courts. There'll be no psychiatric wards. There'll be no hospitals. There'll be no wars or rumors of wars. Glory to God. There'll be no heart monitors. Amen. Now, this is all stuff that I've just dealt and heard about this week. These things, amen, that's been brought up my attention this week. Amen. So there'll be no false teachers. There'll be no hurricanes. There'll be no bad habits. Hello? Glory be to God. Amen. Those that so easily beset us. There'll be no sin to confess. Amen. Won't that be something? It already sounds like heaven's going to be paradise. The paradise of God. Exactly. Amen. There'll be no need for apologies. Think about it. Amen. And there'll be no temptation. That sounds like a wonderful place to me. If you miss heaven, praise God, you miss it all. Amen. Praise God. And I want to tell you, we're not citizens of this earth in which we live. Amen. As born again believers, our citizenship is in heaven right now. Not in the future. Not might be, might could be, might should be. Praise God. Our citizenship is in heaven now. Amen. This earth, praise God, we're just passing through here. We're pilgrims and sojourners. Brother Bill, hey, we're headed somewhere higher, somewhere better, somewhere superior to everything that we have here. Amen. Financial problems won't be here, won't be there. Amen. Stress and worry won't be there. Weeping and crying and tears won't be there in heaven. Amen. We have something to look forward to. If you're a born-again believer today and you know that you're saved, you're born again, you say, well, preacher, I hope I am. I hope won't do it. Praise God. Hope is what makes you assurance. Amen. Hope is that faith with expectation. We have faith, praise God, that we've been saved and born again, and we're going to go to heaven. Going to get one in just a little while, praise God. That place that's spiritually clean. Amen. Place it, praise God, leaving this old world that we're just passing through. Amen. And so on the journey, what we're doing, amen, we our residence in heaven. But while we're going, we're supposed to be laying up our riches in heaven. Amen. You can try to gain everything in this world, praise God, and all you got's the world. But I found out that Peter tells us here that this world is going to melt. Everything is going to melt with a fervent heat. Amen. It's going to be purified with fire. It ain't going to stand the test. Those things that we chase, those things that so easily beset us here in this world today, they're not going to amount to nothing. But what we do for the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what's going to stand. That's going to be put in the treasure house of heaven. That Peter said that God Almighty Himself would guard and protect for you. Now let's just review. God's gave us a place called heaven. Amen. A place of paradise. A paradise of God. That we get to go. And He said, and on the journey from earth, praise God, He said that we're taking treasures from here and we're laying up treasures in heaven where dust and moth don't corrupt. Praise God. He said they're going to be real. They're going to be preserved by God Almighty. Amen. Something that we can use. Something that God can get glory out of. Amen. If you're trying to make lots and lots of money and put money in the bank and have things, that's a good thing. I mean, we ought to try to better ourselves. But don't ever try to better yourself without the Lord Jesus Christ. It won't gain. It'll be like the Bible says, it's like putting your money into a sack that has holes. You can stuff that puppy plumb full till it's running over. And you can fold that down and start down the street. Praise God, and that money will be falling out as you go. And when you get to where you're going, it'll be empty. That's where a whole lot of people are today. Because we're trying to put our treasure in this world. We're trying to have everything that this world has. Amen. Now, I'm not saying it's not wrong to have ambitions. But it's wrong, praise God, to put all those ambitions in front of the ambition to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You young people, listen to me. Praise, get out there and serve the Lord. Praise God. Start telling people about Jesus. Amen. If you've been saved and born again, praise God, start telling folks. Now, when I say young people, I'm saying anybody below 60. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think everybody 60 and above already realize that's what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. Everywhere that we go, I hope we know that. We're supposed to be telling everybody we get an opportunity, everybody we meet in the day, pray, try to tell them about Jesus. Encourage them in the Lord. Amen. But you young people, while you're young, while you're vibrant, while you're able, please listen to Pastor Jeff. Start telling people about Jesus. The most important thing you can do is lay those treasures up in heaven. Amen. Using your investment in your time. And your talents, amen. Praise God, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Your treasures, praise God. What you have, use it for God. So that God can bless you. Amen. So that the Word of God can go out. So that men and women, little old children, praise God, can be saved. So that they all have the same hope that we have. A hope of heaven, praise God. One day in a little while where you and I can gather together, where you and me and them can gather together in the portals of glory. Amen. Most exciting time, a place we soon will see. Amen. It's not going to be long, folks. It's not going to be long. Amen. But the way things is playing out now, the Bible's being fulfilled. The time clocks are running. Praise God, we're seeing things that we've never saw before. Amen. We're seeing God moving again. Amen. Praise God. When the old devil and the demons of hell thought, well, that the Lord had been defeated, the devil's been, loosed and turned loose on people. I want to tell you, God is still sovereign. He's still on the throne. He's still a blessing. He's still a helping. He's still there to reach down. And I want to tell you, on the authority of God, His Word, He can always reach down a whole lot further than you can ever reach up. But I want to tell you, praise God, this morning, it's good to hold on to the mighty hand of God. It's good to walk with Him. It's good to talk with Him. It's best to be led by Him, because He'll lead you in a path of righteousness. That's right in the eyes of God. Hey, listen, the world may not like it. The devil may not like it. Your friends may not like it. But let me tell you who'll like it. God Almighty will like it. And He'll bless you and pour out His blessings upon you because you listen to God. How many times did the nation of Israel defer themselves from to the things of this world? They even said that we want us a king because we want to be like these other people. Amen. Hey, listen, I don't want to be like the other people. I want King Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. I want Him to be my supreme leader. I want Him to be the one that ministers to my soul. I want Him to be the one that's responsible for meeting my need. Amen. Do you realize that God Almighty took the responsibility of meeting your need? That His grace and mercy is sufficient. His grace and mercy is overflowing. You can never dip, I told him Sunday night, you can never dip enough, praise God, of the grace out of the ocean of God's grace to ever begin to relinquish it in any sort of fashion. Yeah. Amen. That grace of God is, it's immeasurable. Praise God, you can dip out every bit you need. And every bit your family needs, and every bit your neighbors need, praise God, it won't be a drop in a bucket compared to the grace of God that He has. Amen. And that's on this side of glory. Amen. That's not even thinking about what it's going to be like on the other side. Praise God. Where we get into that place called heaven, that place of paradise, where everything will be available. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying everything that the Son has, it becomes ours. Because we're heirs and joint heirs with Him. Amen. Praise God. It's no more His than it is ours. Amen. Praise God. I ain't worried about the little old things here. I'm worried about the splendor of glory and that wonderful place called home. Amen. One of these places, a place that I'm going to see soon. It's not going to be too long. I'm going to see it. I'm going to get to go there. I'm going to get to be there. I'm going to get to rejoice there. I'm going to get to spend eternity there. Amen? Praise God. You say, well, you know what's wrong with us? Our mind don't comprehend eternity. Amen? We get 64 here, 64 10 here, 70 years is what we're allotted to man. If above that, he said, but it's just the grace of God and His goodness, His mercy, praise God, to us. And amen. We take that and we hold on to it and we cling to it. But praise God, listen, one of these days, in a little while, I'm going to get to begin to live in eternity. I'm not going to have to worry about getting old. I'm not going to have to get worried, praise God, about my body falling apart. I'm going to have to worry about the things that so easily beset me here. That's going to be a thing of the past. You say, Pastor, how do you know that? Because God's already started putting them behind me. Amen? Anybody know what I'm talking about? All that old life that I used to live, praise God, it's behind me. I'm not that person no more, praise God. God's moving me more in the likeness of my Savior so that when I see Him and I look upon His face, I can say, glory to God, that's my Savior, that's my Lord. He's the one that done this. Amen? I'm nothing without Him. I'm the least of the least. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a Savior. That when all this things come back, when all this is dissolved, when all this of this world goes away, praise God, I'm glad I still got a God. And I'm glad I can still say with Peter in verse number 12 of our text, looking for and hasten to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heaven shall, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. where righteous people will be. Remember what righteous people are? Those that are right with God. Amen. Those that are right with God. Those that have trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. A place we soon shall see. A place called heaven. That's where we'll be. Amen.